Okay, let's get into this week's Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Pehei, as we continue here in Sefer Bamidbar, and Chukas, as we have noted, switches from the year number 2 that we have been talking about with Korach all the way to year number 40, as we lose 2 of the 3 amazing personalities of the Midbar. Miriam and Aaron both die in this week's Parsha. So the Medrash tells us the beginning of the Parsha, Zos Chukas HaTorah, relating, of course, to Parah Aduma. Zos Chukas HaTorah, right? Rashi already points out that it should be Zos Chukas HaPara. These are the laws of the Parah Aduma. What does it mean, Zos Chukas HaTorah? There's something more general about this din that's megala on the whole Torah. Zos Chukas HaTorah, Rashi notes, Lefi, Shasatan, Vumos Haolam, Moninis Yisrael. The Satan and other nations, Monin, they make fun of us. Lomar, Ma Mitzvah HaZos, Uma Tam Yishba. How does this work? You sprinkle some drops with the ashes, matam yeshba, and also, as the Rishonim already discussed, what exactly is the chok element? Is it mitaras etzmeim or matames etahorim? Is it something else? Laficha ksiv bechuka gzerehi milafanai ein lecha rishus laharher achareha. Right, that's the Rashi. Okay, so it says the Ksav Sofer. We start off with the Ksav Sofer. The Medrash on the Pasuk. The Medrash mi taintar mi tame. Lo echad, who can give tahar from a tamei? Not, isn't it one? Many pshatim, what exactly this is referring to. Nearly hemshech hadavar. Let me explain. Says the Ksav Sofer, if you remember at the end of the section of Parah Aduma, Rashi goes to Moshe Adarshan, who brings the drush for all of the halacha that he had quoted before. Vein muvan, ha'al parah kfar b'marin itztava. The question is, right, Moshe Adarshan says that the Parah Aduma is a tikkun for the Chete Egel. Tavo ima v'takaneach tzoas bina. It's a tikkun for the Chete Egel. The question is, it's a tikkun for the Chete Egel, but isn't it, don't we have Parah Aduma from way much earlier? Parah Aduma was one of the mitzvahs given in Mara, as the Gemara Sanhedrin tells us. Veina muvan, ha parak farim b'marat etzav was already commanded in Mara. So what do you mean Parah Aduma is something new for the tikkun of the Egel? V'nirili l'hazber adavar, let me explain, says the Ksav Sofer. T'pirish d'vtavo t'kaneach b'na eich yesh b'zeh kapara. How exactly is the Egel forgiven and niskaper with the Parah Aduma? What is the connection between Parah Aduma and the Egel? V'omer, ki al maiso ha'egel kasav Rambam. We know the Rambam already tells us in Parshas Kisisa that the Egel wasn't mamish avodah zarah. She'asu mimutza. What they wanted was an intermediary. They needed a middle power. They felt that Kadosh Baruch Hu was all the way up there. And up until now, they had a middle power. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. They assumed that Hashem gave power to Moshe, and Moshe then gave them the connection. So they needed a middle, a mimutza. She'savru ki Kadosh Baruch Hu ein mashgiach ba'atzmo al ha'olam. Hashem doesn't have direct hashgacha on the world. V'tzorach al kein echad shemashpia Hashem alav. You need some type of being that Hashem is mashpia on. V'tchila, and then that being will be mashpia on Klal Yisrael. V'tchila haya Moshe hamamutza. Moshe was the one that was the mamutza. V'achshav kiboshish Moshe. Now Moshe wasn't there, right? He was late. Asu tzura acheres sheyashpia Hashem alav. They came up with a different surah that Hashem would be mashpia on, v'yei mamutza beinosam, and the mamutza would be between them. So it wasn't Avodah Zarah, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their mistake was that you need a intermediary, and that Moshe was a needed intermediary that Hashem chose to give power to, and then that power would be shifted to Klal Yisrael. Basically taking away any inherent unique quality from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's just the middle person, like the eagle can be the middle person. What does it say in Kisisa? This man Moshe, we don't know what happened to him. They didn't think that Moshe had his own inherent power and validity. And Moshe himself could be gozer umakayim, as the pasuk says in Tehillim. V'lo tzarech mamutza. Hashem doesn't need that mamutza. V'lo, and neither does Moshe. V'lo he'eminu b'moshe ki mi'atzmuso zocha l'kol anal. They didn't believe that Moshe was zocha himself. They just thought that Hashem used him as a middle power. They didn't know Moshe that Moshe himself had that inherent power. Ela shekavayachol sarech acher balkarcho sheyashpia alav viyashgiach alatachtonim chas v'shalom. But they thought that Moshe was an object more than a subject. He was an object that Hashem would be mashpia on, and then through that hashkacha, indirect hashkacha, he would be mashpia on us. V'asua egel. That's what they thought. And that's what the root of the Chaita Egel was, that faulty mentality that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does things through indirect hashkacha, and therefore you need the middle power. V'hine, so how is the paraduma tikkun for that? V'hine Rashi pirish v'ichwe lecha. Rashi, because the parasha points out, if you remember, take for you, what does elecha mean? Rashi quotes, she'll call para le'olam tikra para she'asa Moshe. Para aduma, all para adumas will be ascribed to Moshe Rabbeinu. They'll be all nikra al shemecha. They'll all be connected to Moshe. If you look in the Sifsei Chachamim on that Rashi, Lefisha k'sha'asa Moshe para zuba midbar, hayimanichen mimena lahar ha'mishcha l'kohanim gedolim. Right? A little bit of this paraduma ashes would be kept in the Mishkan forevermore as a mishmeres. L'paros acheros shemekatsh mimena. Kidibirsh Rashi zal. Rotzal omar, b'chol paros ha'yitzrichim la'arev miparash al Moshe. U'bazeh mekatshin osa. If you wouldn't mix it with some of the ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu's para, it wouldn't be a good para. Lakach nigron kulan shel Moshe. That's why they're all called shel Moshe. Beautiful Sifsei Chachamim helps us explain how they're all, not just in name, but in physical. The mishmeres, every para duma had to be mixed in. It never ran out totally. There was always a little bit left. So the next, we're waiting for number 10. The next para duma will mix in with Moshe Rabbeinu's ashes from that paraduma. So it's all connected to him. Let's go back. Lahoros, says the Ksav Sofer now, line 11. Shonu modim la Moshe v'kol tam nechachem nikra Moshe. We recognize that Moshe himself has not power in terms of, like I call it, divine power, but he has, merit. V'zeo sha'amar, tavo imo v'techidech zohas b'na. The mistake was that they didn't give Moshe any power. They thought he was just an object. We say, no, Moshe is a subject too. Kasa be'egal kafru b'moshe, but para, holy b'moshe. Para aduma, they connected, ascribed it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe emetz v'sarasso emetz. It's not just Moshe. Hashem happened to choose Moshe. No, Moshe earned it. Moshe earned it and stood up, and Moshe was a unique being not to be replaced by an egel. V'hainu divri Moshe adarshan, betam v'yikhu elecha, tov yimet ha'kanech so espinal, v'yikhu elecha, v'asi shapir, I. So what about Mara? To be Mara and it's Tabo ala Para. Avaloshi Ikru al Shem Moshe. Right? Fine, they got the mitzvah. But this detail that it all has to be connected back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was later on. Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Achor Ekel. Vehein Hein Divri HaMedrash. And now, Miyitein Tar Mitame. Who will make you tar from something Tame? Lo Echad. Isn't it one? That one, that first Para Aduma, al Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the Medrash and how it is a kapara for that. So we have the Ramban and we have Rashi and the Sifsei Chachamim putting it all together. Okay. Next. So we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin the story of Dama ben Nesina, that he wouldn't wake up his father, even though the Chachamim wanted to, you know, pay him a lot of money. And as the schar for that, later in years, he was zochet to get a paraduma, and they came to buy the paraduma, and he got all the money anyway. So that Gemara is usually, Kiddush Olam and Aleph, is usually brought as a wow, look, even this non-Jew did kibud av aim. And that is definitely true. That's definitely true. But as we're going to see in the Darkei Musar, Reb Naiman, that story could also talk about and reflect the godless of the Jew. Not just the godless of Dama ben Nesina, the non-Jew, but that Gemara could also reflect, if you think about it in a different light, the godless of the Jew. So let's see. Am Yisrael mispar v'yomer atav achartonu mikol ha'amim. Ani rotze laharos dugma v'yobe kol chavim echad. We are mispar when we say we are chosen, but if you look there, we are awed and inspired by the non-Jew. Am Rav Yudomar Shmuel, right, Shalash Rav Lazar, ad heichad kibar ava'im, amam suru ma'aso v'yikol chavim echad lo'aveh ba'ashkelon. What Dama ben Nesina did in Ashkelon with his father, Bikshu Chachamim Mimenu Avanim Le'efod B'Shishem Ribo Schar. The Chachamim asked. He had a jewelry he had a stone for the ephod, for the choshen, right? Chazal say it was the yashfe, the stone for Binyamin. The key was under his father's head. He wouldn't wake up his father. Lashana ha'acheres. Later on, sounds like the Hanukkah story. Lashana ha'acheres. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharo. Hashem gave him the schar shenodol paraduma be'edro. That he was zochet to have the paraduma. Nichnusu chachma Yisrael etzlo. The rabbis came in. Amar lem yodei ani b'chem. He says, I know shem ani mevakish b'chem kol mamon shebe'olam atem notem li. I can ask for any amount of money in the world because this is priceless. A paraduma is priceless. I'm only going to ask for the money that you offered me last year. That's the story. Roim, but now, says the Darkei Moser, let's think about this in a different light than usually how it's looked at. Kan Roim hevdel ben Yehudi l'goy. As great and as godless as Zama ben Nesina was, you still see a difference. Al Yehudim kasuv, would a Jew sell? Im yitein ish es kol hon beso ba'ava boz yavuzu lo. Kshehudi ose mitzvah, lo yimkar mitzvah bishal kol hon da'alma. A Jew would never sell a mitzvah. Never sell a mitzvah for any amount of money in the world. Maybe he'll sell the schar for the mitzvah, like that story with the gra and the esrog. But a Jew would never sell a mitzvah. V'agoy hazeh mochar mitzvah yikar kazos, shalo b'chol yom is damenes. V'holichu mochar v'atshish ribo schar. I'll sell you this. He's ready and open to selling. And the mitzvah from last year, that the kibbut of the ein that I did last year, yeah, you could buy it. V'alo odavar. Ksha'avra kfar shana, o yacholio, sha'avra kfar harbe shanim. You don't know, it says, what's the language of the Gemara? We don't know how many years it was. Lashana acheres, another year. Lo kasav shana haba'a, elo lashana acheres. Right? It's a couple years later. Tamiru zocher sha'asa mitzvah. Wasn't there another element of this? Number one, he's ready to sell his mitzvah schar. Right, he's ready to sell the mitzvah that he did, the kibbut of the aim. Again, it was an amazing mitzvah that he did, but we're taking it in a different perspective. Number one, he was ready to sell his mitzvah. Number two, it was years later, and it didn't leave his head. That, you know what? That I did this amazing act. Sh'adam osa mitzvah, ish hama'ala, shocheach miyacha osa mitzvah. Right, ish hama'ala, what should we do? We should forget the mitzvah. We did a mitzvah, just move on. Move on, it shouldn't be foremost in your mind, so I don't become arrogant. But this guy, he kept it foremost in his mind. It sounded like when the rabbis walked in, he's like, okay, I'm remembering what I was, but I'm not going to take any more. Obviously, there were some positives about him, but he didn't forget it. Anachru Yodim, line 16, Migdoli Yisrael, Shatamid Da'agu, Sha'olu Asuklum. But our leaders, we don't focus on what we did 5 years ago. We think about, I have so much more to do. Ki atov sha'asu kfar shachachu. The good that they did and that they learned, it's behind. Ha nefesh lo nismala, there's never anything full. Nefesh al Yehudi kolkav gedola v'rechava. Our neshama is so wide. Ki kol mashu osa kolo nechshav etzlo. Whatever we do, we have to do more. Kemo shelo asa klum. Milan Agadami Moshe, even Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atah Achilos al Haras Zavtacha. You just started. So two things that we can learn, that a Jew doesn't sell his mitzvahs. And if a Jew does something great, forget about it. Don't keep it foremost in your mind, unless it's going to motivate you to do even more. But don't think about what you did, think about what you still have to do. And he quotes, we've quoted this in the past, he quotes that he heard in the name of Rabbi Moshe Levi Sasov, Sha'amar, on Rosh Hashanah, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zocher Kol HaNishkachos. This is beautiful. Hashem remembers everything that is forgotten. It goes in both directions. Pirish Advarim. Kik Sha'adam Osa Mitzvah Vu Shochech Sha'asosa. If a person does a mitzvah and forgets about it, Hashem remembers it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher HaMitzvah. Hashem is Zocher Kol HaNishkachos. Hashem remembers the mitzvah. Aval Ma'adam Zocher HaMitzvah Mizgah. But if a person remembers the mitzvah, Hashem forgets about it. If you're remembering it so much, Hashem's like, I don't have to remember it. Hashem is only zocher kol hanishkachos. Forget the mitzvah. And the opposite. If a person does an aveira and he forgets about the aveira, Hashem's going to remember that. But if it's always forefront in my mind and I'm nervous and I'm doing tshuva, I remember my aveira, then Hashem's not going to remember that aveira. If a person does an aveira, negdi tamid, Az HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shokheach. Then Hashem can forget. For Rabbi Nisim Gon Mi Vividui Shalom Amar Ein Bi Lo Torah Vichulu. Bazero Im. So now this is getting back. Well, Shana Acheres, the first thing that he says to the rabbis when they walk in, remember what I did a couple years ago for you? Bazero Im is a Hevdel, line 28. Ben Yehudi Lagoy. Bazeh Shalahavin Madu Anasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Paraduma. So now maybe we could ask, why did Hashem Daf give him this schar of Paraduma? Why didn't he just make him win the lottery? Why didn't he just make him do a great business deal? Follow him. He could have just had a great investments. Not dafka baraduma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ratza laharos. Hashem wanted dafka to show this. Shemachar mitzvah shelo bad kesef. That's why this was brought out. If the Jews weren't involved at all, then we wouldn't have learned this lesson. Dafka had happened like this so that we would learn the lesson. And then finally, one other contrast that he quotes from the Kutzker Rebbe, line 32. Madua nasan l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu para aduma, ki haya kitrug al Yisrael, shegoy mekayim kibud av, ba'ofen konala, shemazik al-chai be'kesef. It was a kitrug. It's kind of like Ninveh, right? He did so much, he gave away so much money for kibud av aim, so it was a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. That they're not acting on this level. The Heru Mishamayim La Mekatreg. So what happened? So Hashem made this happen, and therefore we were able to show the prosecutor in Shamayim. Shagoy Mafsid Harbe Kesef Bishol Mitzvah Shemevinim Estayma. That a goy is ready to lose a lot of money for a mitzvah that he understands. Kibud Av Aim. A Jew is ready to lose a lot of money for a mitzvah that he doesn't even understand. Paraduma. V'ilo ha-Yehudim motzin harbe kesef b'shul mitzvah she'en lo tamuvan b'shul chok paraduma. And maybe that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka arranged it, that he just didn't win the lottery, but he got a paraduma, so we have that z'chus in Shamayim, that Dovan ben Esina gave a lot for kibud av aim, but Klal Yisrael gave a lot for paraduma. Okay. Moving right along to the major story in the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock, if you look in the Abar Benel, the Ramban already, many different pshatim, what exactly was the chet? Right? And it's jarring, right? From now to the rest of the Torah, it's jarring for us, because whenever it says, Moshe, you're not going in, I'll, right? Because you made meriva because of what you did. And we've noted that every phrase here, the Rishonim, depending on what you're holding, pick up on a different phrase. What exactly is the problem? Was the chet? Right? Pasuk Perachov, Pasuk Yud, Yud Aleph. Vayakilu Moshe va'Aaron alakol apnei asala. Vayomer lahem, Shimuna Hamorim. Shimuna Hamorim. So that's already some say. Right? Listen, you rebels. Shimuna Hamorim. Hamin hasela hazen notzi lechemayim. From this rock, from this sela, am I going to, you know, take water out for you? So maybe it's notzi that they're taking the credit. Is it the anger? Vayorah Moshe es yado vayachaz asal, and he hits it. B'mateyu pa'amayim. He hits it, vayetu mayim rabim, v'teish ho'eda uve'iram, and then the Eda and their animals also drink. So that's it. Two psukim. Mysterious. What exactly was the chet? The Arachayim HaKadosh also notes all of the pshatim, and he says, out of all the pshatim, he says, you know, how am I, difficult to talk about the chataim of Moshe Rabbeinu. But he says that, where's the lashon I wanted to find? The lashon at the beginning, he says, all of these pshatim. Right at the beginning, he goes, 10 pshatim. And he says, Parshazu, I'm reading from the Arachayim HaKadosh. Parshazu, Ravu, Alea, Kol, Mefarshei HaTorah. They all have something to say. Vitarti ba la'or ba'arachayim. Vikodim shenamor al pashtan shal ksuvim. Before I say my pshat, nakdim lahavin mahaita shigagoso shal Moshe ben Yizeh. What was his mistake? Asher haya siba l'gzeiraso. V'ra'isi shenamru asara drachim binyin b'inyin b'divrei mefarshi ha-Torah v'hein heina b'ksara. And he quotes Rashi that it was hitting the rock. He quotes the Eben Ezra. Shigarim shlo nosna ha-selam imeh ad ha-kah beis. The second time hitting the rock, Nizkar Akpadas Hashem Ha'isal Shiga Beis Pa'amim. He quotes, maybe it was, they didn't say Shira on the Mayim. He quotes the Rambam, that it was about the anger. That's Vav. Rabbeinu Hananel and the Ramban, notzi lachem ayim and not yotzi lachem. They took the credit. Notzi shemizeh tohu Yisrael v'chashvu. From this, the Jewish people made a mistake, and they thought kihem b'chachmasam osim es hamaisa. They thought that it was Moshe Rabbeinu ki lo elam remez ki Hashemu osenes. Lozeik b'Hashem b'amar lo amatim ilahakti sheni. Remeir the Ram Hakohen quotes. Hamin Hasela Hazeh, right? He calls the Sefer Ha'ikarim, Shlonis Oru Moshe Aaron Me'atzman Lahotzi La'amayim, Vayom Maridim, Shazeh Yor Amir Habitachon. Okay, different Shatim. But he doesn't like them, generally. Kol Asar Drachim Eina Motziim Osoni Dechovas Ha'emes, Betzeu Laman Mashaton HaRamban, Al Shloshim Yem V'Dacham, Mashon Abi Ezra, Al Shlachem V'Dacham. It says three of them the Ramban locked out, three of them the Eben Ezra knocked out, so what do you want? And he goes through the other ones until he gives his own shot. Okay. One thought that Rabbi Frand, in the second volume of his Sefer on Chumash, makes a beautiful idea. So he quotes the Rambam. Right, the Rambam seems to be one of the more chamur in terms of the chait, and the Rambam says it has to do with the ka'as, with the anger of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was number six that the Aruch Chaim quoted. Hikpid Hashem alav al asher nisrages al ha'eda. He was angry, so the Bnei Yisrael thought that Hashem was also angry at them, and that's a problem. So Rabbi Fran says, I must stress again that we cannot evaluate Moshe based on our own human emotions. But I think we could all agree that Moshe had full right to rebuke Klal Yisrael sharply at this point. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu had every right to do what he did. 40 years have passed since Klal Yisrael first complained about the lack of water. They left Midbar Sin. Right? Look at the back in Parshas Bishalach. Right after Kriyas Yamsuf. Moshe did not lose his patience with the people early at all. He simply cried out to Hashem, relayed the complaints. Moshe understood the fears of millions of people stranded in the wilderness without water. Now, however, top right, Moshe had a right to expect better from them. For 40 years. They had water at their disposal, despite traveling through the arid wilderness. Hashem didn't forsake them even once, since they complained upon leaving Midbar Sin. Couldn't they have a little more patience? Hadn't they learned anything in 40 years? Certainly Hashem wasn't going to forsake them now. He saved them these 40 years. Why should Moshe be punished for calling them rebels? So he quotes from one of the volumes of the Shemen Atov by Weinberger, who says, if you look closely, there's a slight difference in the wording of Klal Yisrael's complaint 40 years ago, and as we know now, we're in the 40th year. Back in Bishalach, when they complained, why is it that you brought us from Egypt to kill me and my children? To kill, lahamis. Right? That's their lashon. In this week's parsha, it's softened ever so slightly. What does the pasuk say here in pasuk Dalid? Lama avesim eskal Hashem elamid barzeh, lamus sham. Lamus sham. Not lahamis, right? To die there. This variance may seem so slight, but it represents progress on the part of the Jewish people. 40 years earlier, they accused Moses of trying to kill them. Now they were only complaining that they would die of thirst. Says Rabbi Frant, the Rambam teaches us, in the name of the Shemen Atov, before rebuking Klal Yisrael and calling them rebels, Moshe should have evaluated their progress a little more precisely. A little slight progress in the right direction. He should have noticed they no longer accused him of trying to kill them. At Moshe Rabbeinu's exalted level, failure to appreciate the slight progress of his charges was enough to cost him the right of entry into Eretz Yisrael. A little progress, that's all that a teacher, a parent, a leader has to focus on. If there's progress in the right direction, little by little, that's enough for recognition. When Rebbeim and teachers evaluate their class's performance, there will always be one or two students who they feel have made little or no progress. Right? That's what sometimes we say. It just seems that the child did not learn a word all year, next page, and his or her behavior had not improved either. The same is true for parents. We feel that our children seem to be regressing instead of progressing. Our natural instinct, we lay down the law, we're strict, want to rebuke them, but we have to evaluate very carefully. Unbelievable message. Is there really no advancement whatsoever? Perhaps this child just isn't capable of progressing at the same rate as others, but is progressing at his or her own rate. there was a little progression. And that was why HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu for not even recognizing the slight. If we take, again, on his level, if we take the time to assess each child carefully, Rabbi Fran says, we'll usually find progress even in the children who give us the most difficulty. And despite all the frustration we feel from your such children, we have to be willing to give them credit. Right? There's a phrase that said, right, the easiest children, if you're a teacher or a Rebbe, the easiest, best kids in the class, they give you your Olam Hazeh. But it's the most difficult kids in the class that give you your Olam Haba. Right? That's a powerful statement. Okay. Moving right along, continuing to talk about the Meimariva. Continuing about the Meimariva, we have a thought now from the Sari Alafim, Rabbi Twersky from Chicago. So the Psukim tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason that he did not go into the promised land, into Eretz Yisrael, as we know, is because of Meimariva. V'yomar Shem Moshe v'Aharon, Yan lo ha'amantem bi lahakdisheni le'enei b'nei Yisrael, because you didn't sanctify me. Lachen lo saviyu es hakol hazeh al ha'aretz asher nasati lachem. L'chora muchach ben ha'pasuk. It says in the pasuk, says Rabbi Twersky here in the Sari Alafim, Sha'asiba shlo nichnas Moshe la'aretz, l'aretz Yisrael, chet shel Meimariva. Fine. Aval kasha, but there's a problem, because we know Rashi at the end of Shmos. The end of Shmos. What does Rashi say at the end of Parsha Shmos? Kasha, libiras Rashi, Parsha Shmos. Source line number 9. Kishayiksha Moshe Lisho, when Moshe Rabbeinu was upset and complained to Hashem, Lama Reosa, Lama Zeh Shalachtani, Heshev Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem answered, Atatireh, Asher Esa LaParo. You'll see what I do to Paro. What is Rashi quote? Atatireh, Hirhart Al Midosai, you were Maharher, Lo Ka'avram, Shamartil Ki B'Yisrael Lekar Lechazar. Everybody else had questions too, but they weren't Mahar, they didn't ask me cautious. Avram, I said, Yisrael Ki B'Yisrael Lekar Lechazara, right? They weren't maharher. He wasn't maharher. So the question is, it seems from Parshas Shmos that there was already a gzera. Moshe Rabbeinu was already not going in. Hari nire shikfar nigzar al Moshe shali kanis laris abam shana lefnei chet meimariva. Right when they went out, before they went out of Mitzrayim, there was already the gzera. Od bioso b'Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu already wasn't finishing the process. Question 1. So was it Shmos or was it here? It seems to be finished, not just accumulative. V'chein yesh lahavin. Also, Mashamatzina Bereish Pashas V'eschana. What did it say at the beginning of Eschana? Shes Pala Moshe Rabbeinu daven many, many tfilos likanis la'aretz, and they were not niskabel. And the question is, there were many tfilos that Moshe davened that were niskabel. Right, Kamo, top of the middle column, Achar Ched Egel, Achid Meraglim. So why were his tefillas by the Egel, by the Meraglim, to forgive Bnei Yisrael? Why were those accepted? And here it wasn't accepted. What? Just because davening for others is better of a chance than davening for yourself? Right? What exactly is going on? Why weren't Moshe's tefillas accepted here? So number 1, was it when was Moshe Rabbeinu the Gzeira? Was it in Shmos or was it here? Seems like it was already. Number 2, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas accepted to go into Eretz Yisrael? Next, Ube'emes, line 5. Tzrichim lahavin bichlau, mash'anim ispalim tamid alvaram shonim, vein banun enim. Why does it seem sometimes that our tefillas don't work? Our tefillas aren't listened to. We daven and it doesn't come. So again, there are many answers to that question. But we're going to go with one idea that he has. Haloksiv, the pasuk says that Hashem listens to us. Umi gai gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. Who is like our great nation that Hashem is close to them, and b'chol kareinu elav. Hashem listens to us. Hashem answers. Vim kein hoyalanu lehe anos b'chol pam. Shana karam al Hashem. It says in the Torah that we're answered. And Hashem listens. Vihine. Nechlu amafarshim b'guf hachid. Another question. Right, as we just mentioned, there are many different pshatim. We just saw 10 in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Regarding Meimariva, what was the chet? Mahaya chet? Yesh, omrim, shachet haya mashahika, Moshe's a selah, b'makam l'dabar elav, Rashi. Right, he hit the selah, he hit the rock, instead of talking to the rock. V'yavar al mashamar lo Hashem yisbarach v'dibartim el haselah, and he violated what Hashem asked him to do. Right, speak to the rock. And there's different pshatim. Hashem had to punish him so that they know that this is the only time, this is the only thing Hashem didn't listen. Because if they find out that Moshe didn't listen to this one, then maybe they'll think even some parts of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't listen and made up his own words. No. He had to punish. This is the only time. The Yesh Befarshim, Rachetoy Masha caused Moshe. And the Rambam says, maybe the chait was that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, as we just spoke about. Let's start. Let me try to explain that hitting the rock and getting angry is really one idea. There's no machlokas here. What does it mean? So he quotes a beautiful drush. V'yefshar lomar in the third column, Ashikasa b'svarim HaKadoshim. He quotes from the Svarim, Lefarish Mikra Kodesh Reish Parshas Matos. Beginning of Parshas Matos, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachel Dvaro Kechala Yotzi Mipiv Yaseh. Which the Parshas Pshat is, don't violate your words that you said. Do exactly what you promised to do. Shalafi Pshuto Shal Mikra Dekoy Al Nedarim Vishvuos Nire Kekef Alashon. Right, it feels like a double lashon. Don't violate your words. Don't make them chulin. Everything that comes out of your mouth, do. So the same thing, right? Just one's negative and one's a low sase, one's an ase. Don't be mechalal your words. Do exactly what you say. Ella, he says, al derech drush. Ella ba kasev lalamid osanu. Shashem yizbarach misnagim anu mida keneged mida. No, Hashem acts with us mida keneged mida. The alkane. Im anu ma'arichimu machshivim es hadibur shelanu. L'daber b'loshen nikiya. If Hashem is ma'arich and machshiv. I'm sorry. If we are ma'arich and machshiv, our power of speech. L'daber b'loshen nikiya. V'nishar mi l'daber divrei leitzonis l'loshen hara. And we don't speak leitzonis l'loshen hara. Rechilu sheker divrei nevala. If we are machshiv our words. Az gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'arich u'machshiv es tviburenu. So Hashem will be machshav our roots. Hashem will accept. What does the Pasuk say? Lo yachel dvaro. Don't, man, don't ruin your words. Don't be machal your words. And if you do that, if I fulfill that, I'm not machal dvari, then Hashem, kachol asher yotzei mipiv yaseh, whatever comes out of my mouth, Hashem will do. If I watch my mouth, right, lo yachel dvaro, talking about the human, so then everything that I say and ask for, Hashem will do. Aval, but turning the page. Kshadam machalos dvarav. L'daber dvarim b'teilim. O esurim chas v'shalom. But if I machalo my words, oz mare ha'adam shinu marach u'machshav es dvarav. If I'm machalo, then I'm showing that my words aren't so chashiv. I'm not marach u'machshav them. So to Hashem, if I'm not machshav my words, Hashem's not going to be machshav my words. The more we're machshiv our words, the Hashem is going to be machshiv. So if we are careful, lo yachel dvaro, I don't make chul in my words, my power of speech, then Hashem will listen. Kachol Hashem yipiv yaseh. That's what he says. Lo yachel dvaro, lo yachalel dvaro, b'dorim b'telemu asurim, v'oz, kachol yachel yipiv yaseh, shal adam b'tfilaso. Beautiful, yaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing drush. So now he says, let's get back to our story. Ulefizeh mazbir abasayin. He quotes from the basayin. Avreicher lama hika Moshe in a sella. Why did Moshe hit the rock? Hashem was told to talk to the rock, and Hashem said Moshe was told to talk to the rock, and he hits the rock. What did he hit it? Did he talk to it? Didn't work. No evidence of that. Mikivan, but here was the problem. Moshe Rabbeinu get angry and said Shimuna Hamorim. The second that Moshe Rabbeinu said that, he knew inside for his level that he was just not machshiv his koach hadibur. Right, he was morid it. He used his dibur for kas. Hirgish Moshe shelafi madregoso nifkam dibur adeze. He realized his dibur was nifkam, was tainted, and therefore he himself felt my dibur is not going to be strong enough to get water out of the rock. Umemela shuv anli dibur koach lausi mayim in asela. Right, he thinks because I've just used my dibur inappropriately. Right, that's putting the two pshatim together. Because he got angry at the Shimuna Amorim, that's why he hit the rock, because he thought my dibur is not going to be strong enough. Ki af shepal koach dibur b'tfilaso achar cheta ego v'maraglim. Even though the koach diburo, even though he those other times when he davened for the Egel and for the Meraglim, he didn't feel his koach hadibur was nifka. Hayazek kodem shepagam dibur b'shimun amorim aval achshav shenifkam b'diburo. But now that he, right after Shimon Amorim, he felt bad. Shuv lo yoa lo hutzmai menasela. Okay, and that's why. Whether it was, it says hutzrach lakoso. Does that mean that it wouldn't have worked? Or at least he thought it wouldn't have worked. He sounds like he needed to, because it was nifkam. But nimsa she'ilu ve'ilu dibri l'kem chayim. The chedem ein meriva was because he got angry, but that caused him to hit the rock. Aval emesi, but really, shekfar nigzra, really the gzir was earlier. But his power, tefillah, would have been able to work. Until now, once it was nifgam, that sealed the deal, that he wouldn't have been able to have the tefillah that was answered. Even 40 years before, once he said that, it was already nigzar. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel the other gzeras, he would have been able to mevatel this gzera. Aval mikivan shelefi madrigaso. Pagam dibur b'mei meriva b'amo shimono amorim, but based on his madrega, shuv lo niskavlu, tofkuf tesva tfilos levat lakzera. So that's why it wasn't mekubal. V'imnerad rabbe Moshe Rabbeinu, and if Moshe Rabbeinu had this, what's the message for us? To machshav our dibur. To recognize that we want our tfilos to be mekuyam and to be mekubal, so we have to be machshav our words. The more we're machshav our tfilah and machshav our words, so then the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu we machshav them. Right? Lo yachel dvaro? And that will lead to kuchol asher yosemi piv yaseh. Imrota ano sheyara fayashu Hashem es tefilas seinavai. We want Hashem to be machshiv umarech our tefilas lekablam barachemim uveratzon, to accept them with rachemim and ratzon srichim anu mitchilo laharich olahachshiv es dibureinu besur meirav asay tov. We have to be marech and machshiv our dibur lishtameishim lishonenu rakir tzono yisbarach, to use our dibur just for ratzon Hashem v'yaz niskesh yiskabel tefilas seinu. The chulus. That's a powerful thought relating to the chait of Moshe Rabbeinu. What exactly was their complaint? Right? What exactly was their complaint? Let's move on. Right? After this whole story with the Meraglim, Hashem says to Moshe, right after they hit the rock. So then what happens? Moshe and Aaron, Shimon and Amorim, Revi'i, Vayishlach, Vayishlach Moshe. Now we move on to another complaint. Moshe Rabbeinu sends the Malachan to Melach Edom. Right, we're just going to go through Navar and Navar Tzecha, Lo Navar, and Edom says, "No way, Pen Bacharev, we're going to fight you. We're going to fight you. We'll pay for the water." No, they went out with Am Kaved and they go around. Vayusu Mikadesh, Vayomer Esau Kol Ha'eda Har Ha'har. They come to Har Ha'har, and of course Moshe Rabbeinu has to say goodbye to his brother Aaron HaKohen. The Kanani Malach Arad here, and they start complaining, and they start fighting, because the Anani HaKovet disappeared, right? Aaron HaKohen, Bnei Yisrael make a nether. If you help me, so then they will, be machrim the cities. Vayisu Mi'ahar, so after Har Har, they left. Vatikser Nefesh Am Baderach. The Am's Nefesh became short of breath. Vayidaber Ha'am Be'elokim of Moshe, again complaining. This is year 40 now. They complained against Moshe and Hashem. Lama ha'elisuno b'mitzrayim. Unbelievable. Right? It's hard for us to imagine. This is after 40 years of the man and the be'er. But this is what happens. Why do you bring us up in Mitzrayim? Lamus b'midbar. Ki lechem ein mayim. There's no bread. There's no water. V'naf she'no katza. V'lechem ha'kolokel. And we're sick of this man. Wow. We're sick of this man. Ein lechem ve'ein mayim. Ask Rabbeinu Bachai. I think we did part of this in the past. Ask Rabbeinu Bachai. Yesh l'tamua. What were they complaining about? V'alo haman yored lohem b'chol yom v'yom. Remember, the man was b'schus Moshe. That didn't stop. And the Gemara says that the water stopped by a little bit by Miriam, but they came back. And then the Aaron and Kohen stopped a little by Aaron, but then came back. What were they complaining about? V'alo haman yored lohem b'chol yom v'yom. Gam ribuy. Hamayim, they had plenty of water. So what were they complaining about? They had water, they had mud, they had bread. This was their complaint, says Rabbeinu Bachai. Amru, hinei in yaneinu mishune. Right, our existence is very different. Ein lanu lechem v'mayim kishara umos. We don't have water and bread like other nations. Kishara umos. Im hayu zaka eno chayavim yesh lem lechem lasova vein zorach lo maramayim. Other nations don't have such a mida keneged mida, second parsha of Kriya Shema existence. They don't have that stable and constant. Aval Anu, right? Other nations, others have a constant level of Hashkacha. Aval Anu Iker Kol Hanogaseinu Machalenu U Mishtanim Beinyan Mechudash. Right? Our existence is constantly in flux. Right? It's constantly changing. Ein lanu lechem biyom echad liyamim harbe kishar ha'umos. We don't get bread for, remember the Gemara in Yuma? Why don't the month fall once a year? We don't get bread like that. Shenafshem sava besipo kamazon sheroim bein yedeyam umahem. Right? Our existence, our sustenance is not like the other nations. Shenafshem sava, their soul is satiated. They have plenty. We get today. Water. Everybody has water. The be'er is no longer. Our whole existence is Scharva Onesh. Hine Anu Mechudashim Banhaga Yosi Mishar Umos. We're different. We have different Haga. Our existence is in flux, is Hashkacha. Va'od. And even Kiyosu Alechem Aboy Lenad Rayom Biyamod, the Lechem that we get every single day, it's strange bread. Even after 40 years, Lechem Kalokelhu. Va'asidhu Lis Kalkel Bibne Me'ayim. So it's going to happen in our innards. Fanafshinu Katsabo. We're different. We're different. Why are we different? This is an amazing bread. Amazing man who was given l'kavod umala, but they put dofi. They made fun of it. Like the mila of the dor hamidbar. Like malach hayu haman balem v'ayom biyomo. Kadesh yu enim tulias tamid al Hashem. Like the Gemara says, it came every day because Hashem cherished and wanted that relationship. He wanted to be close to us. He gives us tashkacha, mida keneged mida, and schar va'onesh, because he wants to be close to us. Shekasav hinei ke'eni avadim al yad adonayhem. V'ha'inyan haya lahem lahargil nafsham b'midas habitachon. V'ha'amuna b'Hashem yisbarach. It was all to be margil, to accustom them to bitachon and emuna, to have us closer. Right, the whole, it was about to keep us close. Right, and we said, you know, we can't, we'd rather have constant and further away. Because it was their power of speech. Right, so that's what the power of speech was, the one that did them in. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, and that was the problem, because they wanted a more constant existence, not one that they had to be tully on. Every single time, they'd rather have a constant, but not as much hashgacha, which was a tragic way of looking at things. Okay, two more thoughts for this shir chaf aleph ches. What we're up to after they complain again, and we know exactly what they complained about. They complained that they're different. So Hashem sends then the nachashim, and they do their thing. The nachashim asrafim, and they bite the people. And the pasuk tells us that Hashem told Moshe, make a saraf, put it on a stick. Kalan ashuch v'ra oso v'chai. Whoever sees will look up and live. And Moshe makes it, and whoever looked up lived. We know that Mishnah Masechet Rosh Hashanah already tells us it's not the nachash that's meimis u'mechaya, but it's the question of mistaklun klape mala. So I think we've done this before, but maybe not specifically in this parsha, and that is the nefesh achayim. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin discusses how if one can be locked into the Ein Od Milvado zone, then nothing could happen to that person in this world. Obviously, we know Gdolim and Rachman al-Islam, Rabbi Akiva, but you'll be in your own zone. You're in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu zone, right? There's a story about Rabbi Hanina in the Gemara where one of the a magician tried to do something to Rabbi Hanina. Rabbi Hanina said, Ein Od Milvado. What did that mean? Line 7, in source number 8. Lachain gam Rabbi Hanina lo shebatach al zchus kedushas taraso, masav arubin. He wasn't being boteach for on his chus of his Torah, rak she yada v'shir b'nafsho, she zos ha'emuna kfua l'blibo l'amita, she ain ol milvadi sparach shum ko haklal. He realized there's no other power in the world except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hidvik atzmo b'kedushas machshavto l'bal kochos kulam. And he connected, he plugged himself into Hashem, so that he was in the ain ol milvado zone. And says Rav Chaim Ivalajin, u'be'emes hu inyin gadol u'skula nifla'a. This is a special skula. Lo haser ulevatel me'alav kol dinim uritzonos acherim. To remove and protect against all other powers. Shelo yuchlu lishlot bo. Velo yaso bo shum roshem klal. They don't have any control. Shekshe adam kovei ablibo lemar. When a person is kovei in their heart to say, Hashem hu Elokim ha'miti. Ve'ein ob milvadis barach shum koch ba'olam. Hashem is the ultimate. And there's no one else besides him. V'kol ha'olam was p'klal. V'akol mali rak achduso apashis baruch shemar. Everything stretches from him. U'mevaltel b'libo bitul gamur. And he removes any other thoughts from his heart. V'eino mashkiach klal al shum koach v'rotzen ba'olam. He's not mashkiach on any other koach in the world. So then he has that veikus. And that's the pshat of the Mishnah. He writes in the footnote. V'zeu inyan ma'amoram rash shashan ase l'cha saraf. What is misakam klape mala? What is misaklape mala? What's a lomar? She's taklu klape mala, lahanachash hasaraf. There's bonu bakocha hara. They realize, where does the power come from? There's no independent power. Vimkolze bitlu milibam. Vushgicho akocho anora. They didn't think there was anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Vishivos libam be'emes, rachlavim shashamayim, hayu misrapim. And that's what we have to try to do as much as we can in our day, to plug ourselves in to the Ein Od Milvado. Plug ourselves into the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only source of power that we have in the world. And we could do that by, the next thought, by just thinking a little bit, by just focusing a little bit. But if you look in the Mesillas Yesharim, again, the classic, the Vilna Gaon was said to have said that the first 11 prakim of the Mesillas Yesharim were written Baruch HaKodesh Mamish. Right, every single word. So in the third perek, the first midah, right, we know the whole sefer is based on the Brisa in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. The first midah that is discussed is Zihirus. And in Zihirus, a pasuk is quoted from later in our parsha. Right? It's a total drush. Right? Psukim towards the end of a parsha, very hard to translate the Pshuto Shal Mikra. But if you look towards the end of the parsha, right by Shvi'i, near Shvi'i, we have a pasuk of Al Kain Yomru Hamoshlim Bo Cheshbon. So what does that pasuk mean? So the Torah Shabbat Peh teaches us, the Mesillas Yesharim says, this teaches us to go through life thinking. You can't just run through life without focusing. Says the Mesillas Yesharim, this is the first step in Avodas Hashem. The first step is to stop and think and be Zahir, right? Zahir is the Sur Meira, Zariz is the Aseh Tov. Hine, let's read, so again, not going to read the whole parak. If somebody wants to guard themselves, there are two hashkafas that he needs to think about. She is boning ma'watov amiti shifchar bo ha'adam. Where do you want to go to? The ultimate good. Vahara amiti shi'anasi menu. And what do you want to stay away from? Vashenis, what the goals are. And then number two, what are the ways I could get to those goals? Ala ma'isim asher osel erosim heim bechlalatov bechlalara. What are my goals and what am I doing? Are they bringing me to those that tov and ra? He says that's during, while I'm acting, and even before I'm acting. Right? Every action, everything that I do in life, to think about, to weigh it. Is this avodas Hashem? To think about beforehand. Again, if what I'm doing is bringing nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this part of my avodas Hashem? Skipping down line 26. Klal adavar. Yeha adam ma'ayen ma'isav kulam umefakech ha'kol drachav. To think about my life. Every aspect of my life. Right? How much phone time I have. How do I speak to my coworkers? How do I speak to my family? So to think about, that's the first step. Shelo lahaniach la'atzmo hergal ra, not to just go on autopilot. Umida ra, kol shekein avir v'fesha. To think about it. And where does this come up? Line 33, here comes our pasuk. V'hu ma she'amru chazal, al kein yomru moshlim b'cheshbon, al kein yomru ha moshlim b'yitzram, Bo nechashiv cheshbono shel olam. Those who are Moshe b'yitzram to think about the cheshbon of the world. Hefsid mitzvah keneged schar v'schar aveir keneged hefseid. The Gemara Baba Basra. And that's Eitzah ha'amitus. Lo yuchlu laseisosa v'lo liros amita el osim shekfar yatsu mitachat yad yitzram. Who do you follow to help give you advice? So this is where he has his, if you know Masilas Yesharim, his famous mashal of the maze. If somebody is in a maze, the big bushes all around, he can't know how to get out of the maze. He'll go down one road, go down another road. You have to talk to somebody who's already outside the maze and can look back in to help guide you and lead you. And that's what this is about, right? This is about speaking to our leaders who have already been through the maze that can help us get through having the proper cheshbon nefesh. That's the pasuk, bo cheshbon. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to Klal Yisrael and alluding to us, that we have to try to do our best. On the bottom right is where he talks about it. In source number 10, legan hamavucha. To the gan hanatua litzchok, hayidu eitzel lasarim. So you have to ask people who have been through it already. And we have to, and that after that mashal, the nimshal, line 11, kein adavar hazeh. Misha adayin lo mashal b'yitzro. If I'm still in the maze, how am I supposed to give advice to other people? Who betoch hashvilim lo yuchal lahavchin b'neihem. Acha moshlim b'yitzram, shekfar higiu alach sadra, I've already gone to the end. Shekfar yotzu min hashvilim. V'ram kol adrachim leinim b'birur. So then I can know that, you know, this is the direction that I have to take. So we have to have a lot of cheshbon nefesh in life to know exactly where we're headed. Are the actions that we're doing in life exactly where the actions that I want to take in order to get to those goals? Hashem should give us all the siyata d'shmaya to be able to get to all of our wonderful goals. Okay, we'll stop here.